This week, our summer reader is playwright Sarah Rule. Her work, The Clean House, was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 2005. She received a MacArthur Genius Grant in 2006, and Rule's play Eurydice is now running in New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So what are you reading now?
I just finished The Curtain by Milan Kundera, which was wonderful.
The Curtain, an essay in seven parts, what's it about?
It's about the history of the novel. So he talks about things like, can a novel be based on a joke? And I think he takes you in precisely the way he feels and experiences them. So it's as though you're having a conversation with this great man of ideas over tea. And, you know, he has a lightness of touch about serious matters that I find completely, I have a crush on him. That's what I can say.
You're allowed. What do you want to read next?
Just have been dipping into the Adrian Kennedy Reader, beautiful prose piece called A Letter to Flowers.
Tell us a little bit about her.
Adrian Kennedy, she's just my hero. She wrote A Movie Star Has to Star in Black and White and Funny House of the Negro. She's like an impressionist on the stage.
So a playwright. So you're looking to her for sort of inspiration?
Yeah, and I suppose having had my own child about a year ago, I was interested in her thoughts on motherhood, and someone asks her sort of, well, how did you have time to do both? And she just keeps saying, I don't know. I don't know how I did.
Are you reading to your daughter?
Goodnight Moon is a favorite. Chicka Chicka ABC is a favorite. My husband tried to read Don DeLillo to get her to sleep the other night, and that didn't go over so well.
If you had all the time in the world, what would you be reading?
I think I would reread all of Shakespeare's work. I would be reading the complete journal of Catherine Mansfield, who's one of my heroes, and her complete journal just came out. And I would read lots of Agatha Christie novels on the beach.
That sounds wonderful.
Yes.
Is there a big book you've never read that you might want to tackle?
I would love to tackle Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses, someday. I do have Irish blood running through my veins, so at some point you feel like you have to tackle Ulysses.
A lot of people said they want to read Ulysses if they had all the time in the world.
Yeah, and that makes me wonder if it requires immortality to actually read the thing. Which is how I feel about Henry James.
Sarah, thanks a lot. Good reading.
Thank you so much.
Our summer reader, Sarah Rule. She's a playwright. Her works include The Clean House, Dead Man's Cell Phone, and Passion Play, which opens this September in Chicago. This is NPR News.